Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation, and we are super excited to be interviewing martial artists from all over the country, from all different styles, all different backgrounds. But the one thing that they have in common is their love for the martial arts and how the martial arts has impacted their lives. And this is a story that we've been telling, the power in the story. And we want individuals to know, for children, for parents, for dads, for anyone that's looking to empower your life, that the martial art is a very powerful tool to be able to do that. So today we have Master Wayne Dane, and he is out of Petersburg, Virginia, and he's going to be on our call today. And again, he's coming up for nomination and induction in our Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers biography book. And again, we're looking for martial artists that can really, you know, share that light of what their journey has been like. And today we have one of those martial artists. Now, most martial artists, when I have them on the call, I've never met them. You know, I have their bios. I've been through their bios. I've done the verification. But, you know, we know each other because I'm in North Carolina. He's in Virginia. And, you know, we've seen each other a bunch of tournaments and all this kind of stuff over the years, you know, many, many, many years. So, sir, how are you doing today?
Okay, sir.
Good, good, good. So, you know, it's been a while since we've seen each other, and I just wanted to make sure that I personally actually did your interview today so we can talk about the good old days and talk about, you know, the real deal thing that's kept us involved in the martial arts for these number of years. And I see that you've been in the martial arts now for over 50 years. Is that right?
It's close. Yes, sir.
Wow. 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 So what motivated you to get involved in the martial arts?
Well, when I was 5 or 6 years old, I was living in the country. We had black and white TV, and I saw Bruce Lee jump up and kick the light out of the ceiling. So I said to myself right then that I got to learn some of this, but Mom and Dad didn't know nobody that taught karate at the time. So we moved to the city when I was in the 7th grade, and by the time I got in the 8th and 9th grade, somebody told me they was teaching over at Virginia State College. And I started walking over there and watching the class, and I sat up in the stands for about 6 months to a year, and Coach Elon Willis, seeing me kept sitting in the stands, and one night he decided to call me down. He said, come on down here on the floor. And I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, wow. That's that amazing story that we're talking about with Grandmaster Norris. Just the image of someone like Grandmaster Norris and Bruce Lee to inspire us, to ignite that thing in us. I remember my story is about the same way, seeing Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee, and all those things. And my very first day of martial arts, I went into a store, saw my very first karate magazine. I didn't know they had magazines on karate. And I picked it up, and just the image of Chuck Norris inspired me at that very moment that I wanted to be a champion. And, you know, that was one of the things that really really motivated me. So, you know, as a teacher, why did you keep doing it? You know, you've been doing it for a while. Why are you still doing the martial arts?
Yeah, well, I fell in love with it when I started coming up through the ranks, and I found out I was good at teaching kids. And I started teaching kids when I was coming up, and I've been teaching kids for probably close to 40 years, over 40 years.
Well, you know, that was the love of my classes, that, you know, teaching the kids in the martial arts class, you know, it's gotten to the point that your biggest group of students are kids. And that really goes back to going back to Bruce Lee, but also going back to the Karate Kid. That's when parents had an opportunity to connect with the martial arts, and they could identify with Daniel being picked on, their kids being picked on, and the martial arts sort of took a turn in this kid's direction.
Yes.
You know, we are out there all the time, and we know what the martial arts has done for our lives. And I know for myself, I have no earthly idea what I would be doing at this point in my life or what I would have done if it had not been for the martial arts. You know, what about you? Think about it. What would you we have no idea, you know, but we know that the martial arts, it keeps us in shape physically and mentally.
Yes, sir. Because, see, right out of when I graduated from high school, I went right into the Marine Corps. I was a brown belt then, and I met up with about 20 different guys while I was in the Marine Corps, and all the karate guys hung together, and I learned from them guys all different styles. We worked out in a learning session. And then when I came home from the Marine Corps, my instructor in 1975 promoted me to black belt. He said, I can tell you've been practicing. Because he took me to the gym, and just me and him worked out. And I blocked one of his kicks. He said, I can tell you've been working out, but he still got to me.
And the teacher always gets motivated when the student gets better. But that's what it's really about. And that's the other thing about developing a different relationship with people that think like you. They're involved in the martial arts. And this is a reason why for kids being in the martial arts and away from the bullying thing, because they can come to the martial arts school and they can connect with other kids just like them. They can go to competitions. They can do things together. I think that's a really key point. I know that you've been competing in the martial arts. Let's talk about your competitive career. I know that Virginia always had some of the toughest guys. You know, I've been to Atlanta. I've been up in the D.C. area. But when you came to Virginia, you had to, especially the kung fu guys down there, but you had to bring it all. And then you had Okinawan guys and, you know, the traditional weapons. So when you came to Virginia, You had to bring it.
Yes, you did. And I'm living in Petersburg, and but I trained with some master Norris students at Virginia Beach. And as a matter of fact, I competed in one of his tournaments when he was there. I met him, and I fought one of his students at that particular tournament, and I ended up making it to the grand championship round that day.
Was it back in 78, 79?
Yes, it was in the 70s, between the 70s and 80s, with the last time he had a tournament at the Virginia Beach.
I was there. What rank were you?
I was a black belt.
Yeah, I think I was a brown belt. I think that was my last tournament as a brown belt. And I think that Lawrence Arthur, not both of us, was in that same division. But, you know, as I'm sitting here,
I remember Lawrence Arthur. Good guy.
Really, that's what I said in that Virginia.
As a matter of fact, I competed against you before. I think it was Dan, your way, though. At that time, I competed against you at a tournament, and that particular day, you won the grand and fighting Carter Weapon.
I find that most people don't know, you know, who's this Hanshi Bowen? Has he ever done anything? You know, I started posting pictures of me in a uniform, because every time I look and somebody's posted a picture, I'm in a tuxedo, I'm in a suit. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to have to start posting some pictures of me in a uniform.
Yes, sir.
So people will really realize that I did do martial arts. You know, I wasn't in the competitive thing, but you know, as I'm sitting here looking at my trophies, you know, and I'm looking at my trophies over here, you know, but that's the thing about, you know, being a martial artist and having that experience, because, you know, I stuttered when I was growing up. I was picked yeah. on. You know, I mean, all, everything that's happening to kids now actually happened to me, you know, mm-hmm. growing up. So this is what makes us an expert in being able to help people and direct them, because we've actually had these real experiences.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because when I first started, I didn't even want to do the sparring and kicking part, because when I saw them guys sparring and kicking, this was before they invented equipment. I said, man, I hope he don't call me up for this. But I practiced so hard every day, and I got so good in class that I was raising my hand for them to call me up when it came to sparring.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
Something I enjoyed doing and stuff. But then I end up learning the whole, the katas, the weapon, the discipline, and everything.
Well, you know, as a compliment, you know, since I personally know you, you know, you're a fantastic martial artist. You have superior technique, and you're in that group of individuals, George Epps, Larry Isaac. All
yes,
of those
yes,
guys
sir.
Are your elite martial
yes,
artists, and this is what qualifies you.
Yes, sir, because Mr. Epps is my instructor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
yes,
we've done battle before, too, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've done yes, battle sir. Before, too. Well, that's the thing about it, you know, it's a learning experience, but not only
yes.
have we competed against each other, but we have been, you know, friends and, you know, sharing principles of the martial arts. And then this is why your story is so important, because many of your students, they don't know the journey that you've been on. And
no,
just
sir.
Like with Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris inspired you and inspired me, we want to be at that place where we can inspire others. And I think this is
yes.
the key element of having more an instructor such as yourself, is that you're an inspiration to your family, you're an inspiration to your students, and you're also
yes.
an inspiration to your community. This is what real leadership is about. This is what being qualified to be a leader that it's really about. And right now we need that more than ever, because we're in a pandemic, we got crazy stuff going on. Somewhere yeah. there has to be a sane person, and you know, we're hoping that to find a sane person that is doing the right thing for the right reason, we are hoping that is the martial arts instructor. And sir, I know that
yeah.
you're always doing that, and you know, our organization highly recommends you for anyone that's looking for a martial arts instructor. Definitely would highly recommend you to be that person that
yes.
they train under.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So what do you feel is the, you know, what's the major accomplishment that you would say, you know, in your martial arts life?
Well, it came at a tournament. I had both of my sons was at in a tournament with me, because I trained them when they was coming up. And I took them to a tournament, Mr. Clay's tournament at Fort Lee. And that's
mm-hmm.
when the tournament was so big that they had to break down the kids' division.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And both of my sons had to fight 10 times. They was in different divisions because they're different age. They had to fight 10 times. You know, if you lose your first fight, you're automatically out.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
had to fight 10 times. Both of them had to fight about 10 times apiece in their division, and they end up winning first place in their division. And then my brother was home. My brother was in service. He had came home because he hadn't seen me do nothing, because he had left and went to service at an early age. He came home to the tournament, and he gave both of my sons some money because they had did so well. He said, boy, you're going to have to do something. Your sons have showed you up. You know, we get up and perform last, so fighting was the last thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up making it to the grand championship round that day, and it went down to the wire. It was tied up at the end of regulation time. So we had to go into first point, win the match, and I won the grand championship that day. That was one of the biggest thrills of my life in the martial arts.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's great, because, I recommend for parents, if you have kids and, you're not able to go out and play soccer with them, you're not able to go out and play basketball with them, I mean, the coach is not going to let you on the court. But you can do martial arts with your children.
Yes,
I have four kids, and two of them did martial arts. That closeness in the relationship of being together all the time, that carries on today. My son, he's 41 years old. We generally talk at least 2 to 3 times a week. But you help to bring that relationship together, and you actually are able to create a very special bond. So I would definitely recommend, if we have parents out there, and, I know that we're coming out of this pandemic, look at doing something with your kids, something that you both can do together. And martial arts is that thing that you can actually do with someone, and you can really have a great time at doing something together.
Yes, sir.
Anything that you would like to say to parents out there? We both are parents, so I'm fortunate. My kids are grown. They've all gone to college. They have their own professional careers. They're doing a great job. And, I do believe that relationship, because of our discipline, helped to be able to guide and direct our own children.
Yes, sir, because I taught my daughter, and she's a parent now. She got two boys, and I end up teaching her two boys, taking them to competition and to get – them learning the discipline and of going to a tournament. And I used to tell them, whether you win or lose, you ain't gonna always win. You ain't gonna always lose. But win, lose, or draw, always show good sportsmanlike conduct.
And, and this is what we need that right now. I mean, and if we don't show the way for children, then they're going to make it up themselves. This is the reason why parenthood is so important. I've had many moms bring their kids who are single moms, bring them to our martial arts school, and I'm going through a list of the benefits. What is it you're looking for your child to be able to gain from being in our martial arts program? Majority of them will say he needs to be around a male figure. He needs to be there that he can connect, because that's what we do. We, as martial arts guys and ladies, we provide those figures for those kids to look up to. That's
sir.
A real big part of mentoring, is that being there so kids will now look up to you. What's your thoughts on that?
That's right. That's a good thing you just said, because after my grandkids grew up, they started playing other sports, but they still had that discipline from what they had learned in karate class. So my daughter would still bring them around and say, I'm going to take you to grandpa and let him have a talk with him. And after I talked to him, and he understood everything I was saying, as far as, because he's growing up now, like that 16, 15, 16, 17 year old, growing up, because we was once there. So my training helped me, mentor them as far as staying out of trouble.
Right. And that's what we have to do. We have to have compassion, but yet still we have to have strength.
Yes.
The students. Our children have to realize and to respect that about us. You don't make people respect you. You teach them, and they learn about respect. In the dojo, it's a natural thing. You don't say, no. It's always yes, sir, no, sir. When you come in the door, you show respect when you come in the door. You show respect when they leave out the door. Respect is something, yes, sir, no, sir. This is not an old-fashioned thing. This is about understanding who is your superior, who's that person that's older than you. That's what it's about. And for moms, bring your boys, your girls, if you feel that they need models, then martial artists are prime people to do that. But I would also say you need to check out the martial artists. I'm not saying that every martial artist is a perfect person. With Master Dane, I personally know him. That's the reason why I endorse his classes, and I endorse him as a martial artist. But always check out people before you just drop your children off and just sort of be it. Okay, you got my child. Let me go run down the street. No, no, no. You need to be sitting right there so you can keep an eye on your child.
Because I noticed that what you just mentioned about yes, sir, and no, sir, that took me a long ways in life once I learned that respect for other people's addressing them that way. Because some people will say, you don't have to say sir or ma'am to me. That's the way I was brought up. Yes, I do.
Right, and that's just sure. It's not showing someone is superior over you. It's just respecting that person. That's just the respecting thing. It's not an old-fashioned thing. It's a respect type thing. And if you understand that, you do it. But when your kids, they learn about this respect. For I sold my school, you know, one of the things that we did when the kids came in the floor, you know, when they walked in your door, they have the ray. The word ray means to bow.
Yes.
They had the bow in, and then they would shout out, hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. And everybody would turn and look at them at the door, and I would generally say, hello, sir, how are you doing today? Or either, hello, ma'am, how are you doing today?
Yes.
But teaching them to have confidence to be able to do that. Systems are set up in the martial arts to build the confidence that they can now come in not afraid to use their voice. When they come on the floor, yes, I can, teaching them about positive affirmations. This is what we do in the martial arts. You look at the martial arts, you look at the ways that program, the values that we teach. You know, I'm a spiritual person, and the values that the martial arts taught me were about spiritual values. They didn't tell me who to believe in my faith, but they taught me, you know, the Ten Commandments. You know, so it's the same thing. You got certain things that you could be kicked out of. You out stealing. You could be kicked out of the dojo. You know, you out doing, you know, any kind of crazy mess, because the teachers just won't stand for that. And that's the thing, accountability. This is what we bring to everyone. So this is the reason why schools such as your school, the impact you're having in the community, that is great. You know, we want to, the American Martial Arts Alliance, we want to support that, to be able to support you. And this is the reason why thing that we started this past year, part of our program. But we don't want you to spend money. It's not what we're about. We're not a hall of fame. Mm-hmm. We are an institute that focuses on the biographical information. Now, this book is going to be placed in the library system that libraries can get it, all the bookstores. But in your community, that's the reason why in the program we set up this year is that we don't want our inductees to pay to be inducted. Because we are a nonprofit, it is a tax-deductible contribution. So when people come in, and I know we have you on the sponsorship program, so when you have 15 people that now support you and they come in and they make a donation towards you being in the book, they get a free copy of the book. Now set up your book signings. You know, you can interact with your students all around the world. And, you know, right now we're teaching everybody how to do virtual book signings. So you can do book signings and the people don't even have to even be there.
Be
but this is that thing that we want to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to go well.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I still, today I still see that we still have to teach people yes, sir, and no, sir, because some of them don't learn it at home. Some of them don't learn it at home when they come to class, and that's one of the things that we make sure they get that.
This is the reason why, you know, I always had parents to stay in the school and not sit in their cars, because I want parents to see how we are teaching their kids so they can support us. They need to, you know, if I teach your child here for an hour or 2 hours a week, but he spends, you know, the rest of the week home with you and doing whatever, that doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting parents to see the value and having them to take these tools that we're teaching the kids, go home and have them to be able to practice, to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, you know. I mean, those are things really key. So any last-minute things that you'd like to share or anything that you'd like to say?
Yes, sir, I appreciate y'all thinking about me. And I'm proud to be a member of your organization.
Well, sir, you know, we're glad to have you, and we're looking for good martial artists. Anyone, if you're looking to become a member of the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation, you can go to our website, which is who'swhointhemartialarts.com. That's www.who'swhointhemartialarts.com. Sign up.
Yes.
Become a member of our organization. We are the organization that's making a difference, and that's the thing we're taking pride in. You know, we have classes to support martial artists in the growth of their schools. We have personal development classes that we're teaching. We're making connections not just here in the U.S., but in Brazil, Latin America, all around the world.
Yes, sir.
With martial artists that we all share the same thing in common. Our language may be different, but that's it.
Yeah.
You know, we can a punch is a punch and a kick is a kick. And you know, we share that. So that's what we're looking as martial artists, as we are making a global impact by working together. We want our community to know that every day we are working to become better for our community. And this is the reason why we started this program of the community giving back to the instructors, not the instructors having to pay for an award. We don't want people to be able to do that. We have to have a support group, because this is the way the book is actually put together. But you know, this is but this is what we do. And sir, it was such a great honor to have that chance to talk to you today, and for us to reminisce about the days at Lewis's tournament. And like I tell you, those boys in Virginia, those bad boys in Virginia now. You know,
had some fun.
Oh yeah, but that's the thing. It's in North Carolina, it's sort of, you know, you can tell that North Carolina is sort of like the line for the South, because it could be warm, hot in North Carolina. I get to Virginia, man, it's cold. It's sort of like the whole climate changes when you're coming in and out of Virginia through in North Carolina. I'm up here in the north now, but you know, that was great. Now, we, you know, God has blessed us to live some great lives. We have been able to impact people. We've been able to make a contribution, and we're still making contributions. And you know, this is why I said that, you know, martial artists, they're very critical that we keep the martial arts schools open. You know, we learn how to be better managers, learn how to run our martial arts schools, because the martial arts is a powerful tool in the right hands of the right teacher.
Yes, I just promoted my wife this past Friday to Showdown.
Ooh, well, you make sure that tell her that we said congratulations, and tell her keep on working, because we're looking for some ladies, you know, in the martial arts. And congratulations, you know, on that, and that's the reason why, for her to find the ways that she can inspire other women to be, to be involved in the martial arts. That's critical. I definitely would encourage her to do that right now, is that she's doing things, find a ladies group that you can interact with.
Oh, yeah, she's going to start up, so she already got some stuff working.
Well, good. Well, anything I can help you guys do, please let me know. And
yes, I will.
And everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. You know, the book that we've just released, The Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers, Chuck Norris edition, the volume one, is totally a fantastic book, totally fantastic people in the book, biographies, inspirational stories. And as we're moving into volume two, you're going to have the same thing, a lot of very empowering and inspiring stories. So remember,
yes,
stories are powerful. Then, we want you to be a part of that.
Yes, sir.
And everyone, sir, now, is there an information or a Facebook page or anything that people looking to join your classes? Is there any contact information?
My wife, I got all the contact information.
Everyone, you can click down to the bottom of the page, and you can find his contact information. So if you're in that Virginia area and you're looking for a good teacher, then, hey, Master Dane would definitely, he has our vote as being a great martial artist. Definitely highly recommend him.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to take and shut us out here. And
okay.
I'm going to find my button. And it says...